This Thursday, December 16th, 2021, we take a moment, though, to remember what was going on yesterday at this time. We were very early into the 16th annual Sharing Hope Radiothon to benefit the Rescue Ministries of Mid-Michigan here on WSGW, all our Alpha Media family of stations involved. And it was a day where, once again, we were asking you to consider making gifts, donations, to help keep the doors of the Rescue Ministries open, to help fund those days, nights of hope and care. With a $30 gift, you could fund a complete day of hope and care. We talk about the food, the shelter, the clothing, the basics, but you heard some amazing stories yesterday of people who have sought the help of the Rescue Ministries, really going through the doors, not having much hope at all for their lives, and then coming out with their lives turned around and plenty of hope for the future. Those stories are just amazing to think what the Rescue Ministry does with just the financial resources that we were asking for.
It helps make the change they needed in their lives in many cases, and it's important work.
So we had a big goal, too. We were looking to try to reach $50,000 for the day, which would fund over 1,600 days and nights of hope and care.
And that was a $5,000 increase over the previous year.
And we certainly had the support of businesses, our title sponsors, Bronner's Christmas Wonderland and Fisher Contracting, Tim Hortons. Several businesses throughout the day gave the matching funds. And while that support is very important and necessary and goes to the overall goal, it is you, as I speak to you, loyal family of listeners, each of you individually, as we say, you individually, that you step up, but the collective listenership that makes the donations. And by the end of the day, we went into our 5 o'clock hour. We have a I guess I'll call it tradition, that from 5 until 6 for the Radiothon, we preempt the final hour of programming to have what we call an over-the-top hour. Whatever the total is heading into that 5 o'clock hour, we announce, and hopefully over that last hour, we'll find a way to go over the top of the goal. And we went into that final hour at about $43,000, and thanks to Champagne and Marks, Dave Maurer, you've got that final total. By the time 6 o'clock rolled around, we were proud to announce a final total, at least at that time anyway.
Right. The latest number we have that we're working with is $51,625, Charlie.
Wow.
That's a big chunk of money to exceed by that number, and we think there probably will be a little more residual money coming in that they have to add on to it. And in that final hour to raise, you know, like $8,000, and we have to give a lot of credit to Tom Marks and his appeal. I mean, there was one call came in. Tom was matching up to $2,000 in that hour to help take it over the top. And a guy called and he says, I'm really not familiar with what our 3M is, but if Tom Marks says give $2,000, I'm giving you $2,000. So that's a pretty good endorsement of Tom Marks and what he does. And he's had a long, long-standing commitment to the Rescue Ministries. And we were pleased to see people coming through like that. And there were some other people, contractors and others, that jumped on board in that final hour, and just a lot of people really helping us get there.
Well, we had an amazing visit to our front door that hour that you were able to take care
of. There was a gentleman. He said he wasn't aware that we had been doing a radiothon all these years because he works so many hours, and for whatever reason, this year he was laid off, and he heard us doing the radiothon yesterday, and he heard Randy, the gentleman who shared his experience with PTSD and some of the trauma in his life. And this gentleman that came to the door, he had called in, made a pledge, but he wanted to pay it in cash, not on a credit card. So he came to the door, and I brought him in, and he said he's unemployed right now. He laid off, but he really related so closely to what Randy had to say because he said he had some similar experiences without going into any detail. So we took him down and turned him over to Kim from the Rescue Ministries, and he paid his cash. But to have someone who is unemployed at the moment is willing to help pay for housing for people who really need it, especially when he's motivated by that real-life story of what Randy had been going through.
Well, it's just, what do we say? We say thank you. It's a thank you that we say, but we know that thanks comes from the Rescue Ministries of Mid-Michigan, And thanks from all those who seek out the help of the rescue ministries. They're very thankful that you step up so they can get the help that they need.
And a couple others I want to mention. Our sister station, 94.5 The Moose, was really a big help in this year. And Joby played one of the vignettes that we were playing over here about the gentleman who lost his one hand and was so pleased that when he was moved in eventually out of the shelter into housing, he had an electric can opener because he could operate it, you know, with one hand. And Joby played that. But before Joby played it, he said, well, the kids are home from school now, so moms, I want you to gather your kids around and let them listen in while you make a call and make a pledge to the Radiothon so that they see what giving and sharing is really all about. And one of the calls that came in was a youngster that was calling in on behalf of the parent. So we appreciate that support. We also appreciate the nice push we got in the morning from the TV5 Wake Up with Blake Keller interviewing Dan Streeter a couple times down at TV5. And then we had Meg McLeod here during the broadcast talking about her volunteer work that she does with Impact Design. So we thank the good people at TV5.
Indeed. So many thanks to go around. It was fun to hear from the young 11-year-old girl from Nouvelle Elementary, Addie.
Oh, yes.
Took $10 and turned it into over $500.
Challenging other people, yeah.
Challenging others to step up.
Inspiring story.
And we talked about Tom Marks coming in, another one of our sponsors. Ted Boomer stopped by from Tim Hortons to talk about the support that Tim Hortons does and thanking his customers for stepping up. It's just amazing. Other businesses, Kirkhaw Manufacturing, Dick Williams Gun Shop, Saginaw Bay Underwriters, as well as we mentioned, our title sponsors of Bronner's Christmas Wonderland, Fisher Contracting, Tim Hortons, Martin Chiropractic with the Hope Line. Again, those are the businesses that step up, those that you know that are so community involved. And once again, you, all the listeners, and we appreciate the support for the 2021 Sharing Hope Radiothon, $51,625. We expect probably go a little higher because we're still getting phone calls in and no doubt some online donations coming in as the 6 o'clock hour ended last night.
And someone liked the video that I shared on social media, and he said, gee, make sure you get in touch with me next year because I want to donate. So if someone's lining up already for 2022, Charlie.
Well, as much as the focus was on yesterday, the rescue ministry is a 365 or 366 in a leap year operation. On our morning team page at WSJW.com, which is already up and running, we do have a link, by the way, to the rescue ministry's online site so you can find out more about the rescue ministries and still find ways you can make gifts and donations, not just with the Sharing Hope Radiothon once a year, but perhaps at different times through the year.